this is, Lehu, this is your first special ever since being here at Movie Spoilers. How do you feel today?
I feel great. I don't know how to describe it. Actually, I really don't know how to describe it. What are we describing today?
I thought you was going to say what Skank said. I feel like a little ass worm on a big fucking hook. But
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, it's a crow, man.
It's a job.
Exactly. But so we're here today because the Make Believe Picture Company asked us to be here today.
Yay! Who are they?
We didn't make that up, neither. But so basically, what they're a writing team, comedy duo here, and they just came up with a new web series, and they asked, hey, you guys seem like not douchebags, so could you review this for us before we put this out, or after we put it out, so we can get your opinion on what we think?
I love how you said, hey, you guys are not douchebags. It's like, have they listened to our podcast before?
Hey, man, hey, shut up. Shut up, Lehu.
All they gotta do is go to last week's episode.
Lehu, shut the fuck up.
I hope these guys don't like zombies.
You son of a bitch, shut the fuck up. Or black people, for that matter. But
anyway. Or dicks. We better not let Drew get to this one.
Or what else have I been called? Sexist, feminist leader, racist.
Wow, I haven't nearly gotten that bad of shit yet.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I've been called kind of all kinds of things. I don't know if you guys want to be associated with the likes of us, but you know.
Hey, they did it. No backing out now.
Hey, ain't no backing out now. disclaimer, too. Just because you asked us so nicely doesn't mean we will give your shit. If we didn't like it.
Yeah.
We're thinking about giving this a fuck. Nah, I'm just playing.
This is some bull. Actually, I kind of liked it.
Yeah, I you know what? I won't lie. I kind of liked it too. All right, so.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it, but.
It's clever. It's cute.
It's adorable. You know, it's no Despicable Me cute, but it's up there.
It's adorable in its fucked up film kind of way.
Yeah, so the name of this web series is called In Development, which aired July 3rd, I believe.
So it is online.
It's online now. You can go ahead and find it out, check it out, because I kind of responded back to the email a little tad late.
Whoopsie.
Just a little bit, but, you know, hey, better late than never, especially if it's from me, especially when I saw it came 2 weeks ago, but, you know,
I guess.
But it's called In Development, created by Kyle Brown and Eric Kimmelton, both writers of the Make Believe Picture Company here, and pretty much they sent us a parody web series of pretty much working for Michael Bay. when I saw the message or whatever, the email and its own, I was just like, I so want to do that already.
Yeah. No, it's like that thing where you messaged me. It's like, hey, this web series wants us to do it. And I was like, that's weird. Why would we do it? And then you said, they're making fun of Michael Bay. And then it was like, tell me more.
Interesting. Yes. Intriguing. Yes. I like the where this is going. So they sent us about, they sent us three, which each one of us is like only 10 minutes long or whatever.
Right. You can blow through it.
About 10 minutes each for each three skits or whatever. And we're just going to go ahead and break down the little story here. I mean, pretty much like we said, it's pretty much a bunch of interns working for Michael Bay. And you got some that are like explosions interns, a personal assistant, slow-mo intern.
Yeah, there's an assistant for explosions, an assistant for slow-mo.
Okay, so pretty much to give a synopsis of the whole rundown of how things work here, it's pretty much a bunch of different kinds of interns working on Michael Bay projects, and they pretty much handle his office side of things, if you want to call it that. And there's a lot of pop culture references in here. There's a lot of
Michael Bay references.
That's pretty much what it circled around. Michael Bay references, some kind of some internet memes or sometimes whatever. But the first one here is pretty much the intro, where we meet Aaron, who turns out to be the new Mike Bay's personal assistant.
Right.
And I just love how this dude is just like, I can't wait to work for Mike Bay. It's going to be amazing. Like, this is going to be awesome. And I was looking in my head like, I wonder what it'd be like if I decided to work for Mike Bay. I don't think I'd have that much enthusiasm, but.
I would, like, it would be like, all right, which Hollywood exec am I working for? Michael Bay. Fuck!
Fuck. Well, I guess I better shoot up a lot of cocaine and start taking drugs.
I'm going to have to hold myself from slapping him for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which, oh, by the way, I love the joke that they make about that.
We're going to get it. We're going to definitely get it. So, the first thing, one thing I do like about the each end opening or whatever is they started off with a joke and then it just cuts to the split film cells, whatever, and it says in development. And on this one, it opens up with him fucking around with Bumblebee.
Right.
And I love how Bumblebee has like the Bane voice going on or whatever.
Yeah, Bumblebee's the office security guard.
Which is already goddamn hilarious. And
right.
He calls Mike Bay, he's like, Mr. Bay would like to execute you from the building.
Right. No, it's just it's a weird joke. You liked it more than I did. I thought it was just I don't know. I didn't like the voice. I thought it was like misplaced. I wish what they would have done is, I know you're gonna hate this, but given Michael Bay films, this would have been fucking hilarious if they made it the voice of the Negro bots. Oh. Hey, yo, man, you gotta get out of here.
Yo, man, shoot, you stepping a cap up in their ass real quick. Whatever. Well, the reason why I liked it though is because I always make fun of that first Transformers. It's like these, like when Bumblebee first spoke, all you heard was "permission to speak, sir." He's all British and shit or whatever.
Oh, that's right.
He's all British and proper and shit.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh, even Michael Bay forgot about that. That's why he couldn't talk in the second one. It's like, Michael Bay, did you even see the first Transformers?
Yeah, a lot of people said that after the second one. Yeah,
so when I heard his voice or whatever, I was just like, I was making fun of it because I was like, oh, I see why Mike Bay decided to make him stop talking. So I don't know. That's why it just had me laugh, and I was just like, I kind of picture his voice like that, actually.
Right. So you get introduced to the rest of the characters, and like we said, there's a slow mo expert. There's a explosions.
Slow mo expert is a slow mo intern is played by Josh. Who I'm just gonna say this. I don't know if that man's gay in real life, but he plays a very convincing gay guy.
Yeah, he's kind of like the gay intern. So, there's a bunch
and
of jokes.
He plays the typical stereotype gay guy that's usually in these Michael Bay films.
Right. Here's the thing. Every stereotype that's in this show, because there are stereotypes, these stereotypes are like they are in Michael Bay films.
Yeah.
Which is clever in itself. Like, at first, you're kind of like, wow, these are vicious stereotypes. But then you think, but this is what Michael Bay does in every one of his films.
Yeah, and we're going to go down all the characters here, but since we're going ahead and Josh first for the slow-mo intern, or slash the gay guy, he was actually my favorite character. He just had me laughing. There was a scene where we're going to get into this guy later, the black guy sneaks up, or no, when Aaron is running.
Yeah.
And the look in his face when Aaron touched him or whatever, he was just like,
he's like,
oh. I'm sorry, that had me laughing. I had to rewind that.
Right.
I had to rewind that because they have this playing in slow motion, and like the look on his face, he looks like
priceless.
Behave.
Yeah. The next intern, my personal favorite, just because I love the joke that they do with him, is David, and he's the writing intern for the studio, and he's this stereotypical frat guy douchebag.
Oh, you mean Devin?
Yeah. Devin. I'm sorry. His name is Devin. And he's this USC grad, stereotypical frat douchebag. And it's like, once you see that he's a frat douchebag, then they put under him writing intern.
There's even another scene where because they have like their own like monologue scenes, whatever, where they're doing like confessionals at in front of the camera.
Right, it's like The Office.
Yeah, and it has like his Twitter handle and it says future exec. And I was like, this dude is so and he just keeps talking about like, he's like, hey, he doesn't do shit first round of office. All he does is talk about with his notepad, just goes like, look here, check it out. Sci-fi, action thriller, comedy, romance, whatever. I can get it done. I can do it. I'm like that or whatever. You know, future exec right here.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I got a Kickstarter idea. You know what it's going to be? It's going to be the Texas Chainsaw Massacre meets a notebook. It's going to be a great idea. Mike Bay is going to love it.
I said, I want to see that.
I as a horror, I know you're not a horror fan. Me as a horror fan is just like, I will kill everybody if that ever happened.
I'm sorry. I said, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre meets fucking the Notebook. I said, how the fuck would that work out? I said, I was like, wow. When he said Michael Bay is going to love it, I said, Yeah, he might actually love that, actually.
Well, we're going to get into the third episode actually has a fucking hilarious joke.
Well, let's go down. Let's finish up the Carol. So we got Josh, we got Devin, we got Chloe, who's the explosion interns, who the blonde hot chick, whatever, which, by the way, all the women here are very bodacious babes in here.
Right, and Chloe's actually, what I like about Chloe, because she's set up as a love interest for Aaron, she's actually the most sane out of all of them.
Yeah. She's the most reasonable. She's
right, which is weird when you think about the explosions expert.
I know. I don't understand that either. We got Chad, who's the black guy, the black stereotype.
A former street performer.
I don't know what his job title was, to be honest.
I forget.
Honestly, I thought he was just there. I thought they just said, hey, we need a black guy in here, whatever.
I think that's what they said. I think it was like, I'm here because they need a minority.
Yeah. And I was like, I wonder if Michael Bay does says that shit.
Right. So we get him, and then we get Molly, who's the assistant.
Mm-hmm. And we got Nia, who's the casting intern, who's, I want to say she's Indian or whatever. That girl is fucking hot. That's all I got to say. Good Lord. I don't care what she does, whatever. She could be a casting intern. I would have broke dance and everything for that woman right there, whatever. That is until the Megan Fox wannabe comes in.
Oh, well, let's run down the episodes before we get into that, because that's the third episode. The first episode really just is an introduction for every character. Mm-hmm. We also forgot Tom the Mormon, who gets fired in the first episode and goes... Well, it's funny because, like, at first he's like, this is going to be the greatest job ever. I want to be a Michael Bay intern forever because I have five kids at home and a lovely wife and another one, and I have to...
You do realize you don't get paid for this, right?
Right. He's like, I know I don't get paid, but I know I got to do this. When he gets paid, he finally goes, fuck y'all!
You know what what he reminded me of? He reminded me of, you remember that Dave Chappelle skit of the Mad Real World?
Oh, yeah! Oh, my God!
He reminded me so much of that dude that I was just like, man, as soon as they showed his little confession camera or whatever, I was just like, I don't think things are going to work out too well for you or whatever. Because no. He just kept going on. He was just like, I'm a Mormon with a lovely wife and five kids, whatever. Even though I don't get paid for this, I need to do this. This is for me. This is why I was just like, yeah, I don't see this going well for you at all, brother.
Oh, either. So that's the first episode. The first episode ends with him getting fired. And then the second episode is Where's Mike, which opens with an episode that had me fucking dying.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. This actually, I want to say it was either this one or the third one, which was my funniest. It was my favorite, actually, because the Where's Mike? I found it hilarious of the setup of how it was. It's just like, we can't find Michael Bay, and it was like, and then I remember they were the interns. They had a meeting about tracking down him or whatever, and Josh was like, the last tweet was from TJ. Disneyland right after, and he's there all day.
And they're like, now his last tweet's in Las Vegas. God, this guy's jumping around like a fucking crazy cat.
And when the execs called him, when the execs called Aaron, they're just like, don't lose him, man, because he could be gone for a while, and we can't find him for days. They was like, oh.
Right. But the beginning joke in this, it's this old Asian man comes in, and he's speaking in Chinese and everything. He's a stereotypical Chinese person, and the only thing you can understand is, oh, bleached asshole. Yes, I'm here for Mike's bleached asshole. And Aaron's just like, that's a thing.
And the look on Josh's face, who plays the slow-mo guy slash the gay guy or whatever, the look on his face, man, that dude has some great reactions on his face.
Right. Because he's just like, oh yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah. One thing I will say about each opening, I loved each one of the openings, whatever. I thought they were like just clever as far as being in a Michael Bay term format, satire or anything like that.
Right.
I want to see the rest of this, how it works out now. I'm like, I'm sad that it's only 10 minutes long now.
Right. They do fly by.
Oh, they fly by so quick too. I was just like, I thought West Series was a little longer than this, but you know.
Yeah, so that's the second episode. The second episode ends with the execs coming in, and they trick them into thinking Michael Bay's in the Bumblebee suit because he's crazy.
Oh, this is my favorite joke.
So they're just like, yeah, it worked. The interns are like, yeah, it worked. It so worked. And then the interns are like, man, this is like the fifth time he's done this.
Yeah. Oh, the execs were like, they were like, oh, well, we just have, he showed up in the Transformers this time and not Bad Boys 2 when he showed up in blackface. I I had to rewind it.
Because that's like something where it's like, you know, I could see him doing that.
There was just like Michael Bay so full of himself. He loves this movie so much that he feels like he's in the movie. He has to be in character and shit like that. And when they said, like, the look on his face, I was like, we're just excited that he showed up instead of showing up in blackface this time instead of being a robot. I was like, yeah. Oh, one of my, another favorite joke in this was when Josh was looking up celebrities or whatever. And him and the black guy, which I'm going to call him the black guy. That's his name. He's going to be the black guy, okay? He's the token black guy.
Right.
And they're looking at pics of celeb on the internet. And the black guy, he can't tell the difference between Bieber and Gomez. He's like, damn, she's hot. And then he was like, wait, which one is Bieber?
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. Because he's like, oh, yeah, she's hot. Wait, which one's Gomez? I don't know. They both look the same.
And he still had a look on his face like he was interested, though. He's just like, well, whatever, man.
Right. So then we get to the third episode where Michael Bay announces he's going to remake Forrest Gump in 3D.
And I love how, I can't remember who it was, but somebody got mad and said, it's fucking Forrest Gump or whatever it is.
It was Aaron. It was Aaron because, like, they're just like, we announced his next project. It's Forrest Gump 3D. And Aaron's like, it's fucking Forrest Gump. Because the episode opens where this girl comes in and they're like, what are you here for, miss? And she's a Megan Fox lookalike, except a little buster. And she's like, oh, I've been cast in Michael's next movie, Forrest Gump 3D. And everyone's like, oh, you're kidding, right?
Okay, can I ask you a question? Because I kind of missed it. I didn't have it up loud enough, whatever. But it sounded like she said, I'm replacing Angelina Jolie or whatever in the Michael Bay movie. We just met or whatever and shit.
Yeah.
She used to replace some actress, whatever, like high-paid actress, like really good whatever, and we just looked at her, and everybody was looking at her like, I'm sorry, you're here for what now?
Right, because they're just all like, oh, Forrest Gump 3D. Yeah, that's a thing. Guys, I just got off the phone with him.
Damn, she looked just like Megan Fox, though.
Well, it was funny, because they're like, I love when they're like, guys, I just got off the phone with him. This is actually happening. And they're all just dead silent.
Well, I love how Nia, when she sees the new girl, she just walks up to her and she's like, I fucked Michael Bay a week ago, okay, whatever. And the new girl's just looking at her like, try yesterday, okay?
Right. Well, it's funny because they're like looking up the actress. It's like, man, what's this girl been in before? They're like, oh, she is an actress. She's been in Forrest Hump, Every no, Box of...
Three.
What?
Nut Gobblers 3, I think, or something.
No, it was Forrest Hump. There's a box of chocolate anal beads for everyone.
Man, I'm sorry. I hated this black guy because that motherfucker was me, okay?
Oh, when he tries to go hit on her?
Yeah.
And Baldi's just like, God damn it. If she seriously falls for that, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, I seriously was. At that time when they were in the office, in Molly's office, and they were just talking, I was just like, I swear to God, if he gets that, man, I...
Props to him, but...
I said, I'm suing him for stealing my gimmick, okay?
Oh, my God. But the episode...
That just had me laughing, though, when she walked in, though. And my favorite part in this episode had to be when Josh was taking phone calls, whatever, and then Tom just calls threatening him out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He's like, you all fucking suck. Michael Bay suck.
Yeah, he's like, no. It's, do you like a Michael Bay film? Do you like Pearl Harbor? Because I did.
because he came back off. He's like, none of you even like fucking Pearl Harbor, huh? I did, though.
He's like, look on Rotten Tomatoes at the one positive review. It was me.
No, you know what? All the characters in here were great. I can't stress that enough. Just as they were playing a stereotype of what they were supposed to be in a Michael Bay film, whatever, they had that shit down. Like, these people studied Michael Bay's films.
No, they really did. The writing team really studied his films, and we should say how it ends. Aaron, he finds out that someone's going to get fired, and to make sure it's not Chloe, he offers himself up to get fired, and the series ends with Chloe realizing what he did and asking him out on a date. So...
And, no, it ends with fucking Optimus Prime talking in the background.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm sorry. When I first heard the voice coming, I was just like, wait a minute. Is that Optimus Prime?
It was. No. This is Optimus Prime telling you all.
to buy Linkin Park's new album.
Yeah.
What about, okay, so that's pretty much the end of it. My favorite joke of this whole, this series right here, though, whatever, is, I swear to God, is when Aaron is running to stop Bumblebee from escorting Chloe from out the building, whatever. He's running in slow motion. It's got that Michael Bay vibe, that music kicks in, whatever. And for some oddball-ass reason, I don't know why, but Josh was bent over, and, like, in slow motion, you can see his smile just get bigger or whatever. And then when Aaron just pushes him out the way and touches him, he just moves aside like, oh, my God.
No, my favorite joke is in that same montage, it shows Chad, the black guy. He sees a porn star girl open his legs, and he hits the pencil thing so he can go pick it up and look.
You know what? I'm suing that guy. That son of a bitch stole my. I would have did that shit.
I know. So
it's over, and he looks right up under her dress and her skirt, and I was just like, "Oh, ay, Dios mío, you stole even faster." But no, I mean, to wrap it all up, you know what? I barely watch any web series. I probably watch like two. I don't keep up with them like I do with some shows or movies that I watch or something like that. But I don't know. This right here kind of got me wanting to get back into web series and why I love them in the first place, honestly. And if we got to give a rating, whatever, then I give this a full C. I think everybody should see this.
I'm going to give it a lower C just because I think they could have done more with it. I wish it would have gone some more episodes before they wrapped it up.
Mm-hmm. I think we only got three. They have more released or whatever.
They do?
Yeah, they got more. There's more.
Oh, never mind. Fuck it. See it.
But I do agree with you. Like, I think they can do more. I wonder if they were just worried more, though, about, like,
getting sued. Want
to drag on too long because, you know, it probably could get, like, a little exhausting to see some of this shit that goes on.
Well, plus, I'm sure they're scared to shit about getting sued.
Michael Bay does look like the type that will kind of sue you for that.
He's done it before.
Yeah, he has done it before.
So, I mean, I can fully understand that they're probably scared shitless about getting sued.
But the writing is so good.
No, I agree. The writing is good. I mean, hey, if Painting Game taught me anything, maybe Michael Bay can take a joke now.
You know what? Hey, I'll wait for the... You know what? I'm waiting for episode 4, goddammit. I want to see you next... You know what? Kyle and... what's the other guy's name? Eric, you two need to send us some three more of these goddamn episodes or post three of them at the same time so I can watch all three again because... It was only 30 minutes long to get to these three, whatever, and I laughed all the way through. So
I did too. So, yeah, that's our special today. Go check it out. It's called In Development. Where can they find it, P1?
In Development. They can find it. Oh, shit, what was that noise? Oh, sorry, fireworks scared the shit out of me. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
So, In Development, you can find it on Kyle Brown. Kyle Brown's Facebook page, whatever. Eric Kimmelton's Facebook page, whatever. You can go to the In Development Facebook like page. Like it right there. They post them. Usually on, so far what I saw him on was just Vimeo.
Yeah, Vimeo. Vimeo. V-I-M-E-O. Vimeo.com. Yeah. Is it on YouTube?
I'm sure they can put, I'm pretty sure they're going to post it on YouTube. Since it just got put up on July 3rd or whatever, which is yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll get up on YouTube. But yeah, Vimeo is the main source of how P1 and I watch it. But yeah, give these guys a check out. It's really clever, especially if you're a hardcore movie fan and you know all the shit that Michael Bay gets. You're going to laugh your ass off at this. And I actually, you know what? I take it back. My favorite joke in the whole thing is when the guy asks if they could apologize for raping his childhood about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I was about to say, when you're in Ninja Turtles, though, too.
Yeah, no, that made me laugh so hard.
Ninja Turtles, 2015, coming to a theater near you.
Oh, fuck me. Did you hear William Fincher's the bad guy in that? He's Shredder?
Oh, my fuck. Okay.
All right, we're done. So, Michael Bay can write his own jokes. Good night, everyone.
Good night, bastards.